Preserved in Ice by Sam Illingworth. You struggle for breath and reach towards the sun with yellowed fingertips. Stunted roots can no longer drink the static water that was once a stream. Your perfectly preserved husk lies buried. Sheets of glass protect your shroud from Arctic hare and polar fox. Their footsteps vibrating gently against the window pane of your mausoleum. Strangers arrive. They claim this rock and give your grave a name, Helluland, as if by naming it they have called it into existence, erasing everything that went before. You barely hear as they hunt the muskox, or spin their yarn, or refine their tools. Their crude instruments cannot trouble the expanse of your translucent casket. There is nothing but white silence. A sharp tap breaks the ice. It is no longer their instruments that are crude. You feel the sun brush across your blackened fingertips, but you no longer reach towards it. Strangers arrive. They claim this rock and give your grave a name, Site 23. As if by naming it, they have called it into existence, erasing everything that went before. This poem was inspired by recent research which has shown that glacial retreat in the Canadian Arctic has uncovered landscapes that have previously been covered in ice for more than 40,000 years. Baffin Island, located in northeast Canada and to the south of Greenland, is the fifth largest island in the world. Most of Baffin Island lies above the Arctic Circle, where the extremely cold temperatures mean that many ancient plants have remained frozen in ice for many thousands of years. As current global warming causes sections of the ice to melt, some of these plants are revealed. By sampling these newly exposed plants and dating them using radiocarbon techniques, scientists can pinpoint the last time the sampled area was not under ice. In this recent study, researchers used an approach to determine the ages of plants collected at the edges of 30 ice caps on Baffin Island. Once the samples were processed and radiocarbon dated, the results indicated that the ancient plants at all 30 of the sample sites were likely to have been continuously covered by ice for at least the past 40,000 years until now. When compared against temperature data taken from Baffin Island and Greenland ice cores, these findings also suggest that the region is currently experiencing its warmest century in 115,000 years, and that Baffin Island could become completely ice-free within the next few centuries.